Choice wholesale beef values continued higher Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment increased last month, according to one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of November. Cattle futures faded early pressure to close mainly narrowly mixed on Tuesday, supported by the continued surge in beef cutout values and the outlook for steady to higher cash fed cattle prices this week. Except for 62 cents lower in spot Dece and 52 cents higher at the back of the board, live cattle futures closed marginally mixed from 10 cents lower to 25 cents higher. As for feeder cattle futures, other than $1.22 lower in spot November and a dime higher at the back of the board, they closed an average of 11 cents lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.24 higher Tuesday afternoon at $236.05 a hundredweight. Select was 56 cents lower at $209.82. Corn futures closed mostly a penny lower, while soybean futures closed 3 to 4 cents lower through Jan of 21 and then mostly a penny lower. Trends from just two auctions to report at press time. Feeder steers sold mostly steady at Winter Livestock in Riverton, Wyoming, with 7,115 head on offer. There were instances of $2 lower at 450 pounds and instances of $2 to $5 higher at heavier weights. Feeder heifers sold mostly higher, with instances of $5 higher at weights lighter than 550 pounds and instances of $1 to $3 lower at heavier weights. At the Farmer and Ranchers Livestock Commission seasonal special in Salina, Kansas, steers weighing 5.5 to 950 pounds sold $2 lower. Higher undertones were noted for steers at lighter weights. Heifers weighing 600 to 650 sold $2 to $5 lower and $2 to $3 higher at 400 to 600 pounds. There were 2,719 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Tuesday amid continued strong quarterly corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 30 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, and the NASDAQ was up 1 point. Agricultural producer sentiment rose in October, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It increased 15 points from September to a reading of 136 in October. Subindices also increased, with an increase of 15 points in both the Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations. The barometer is based on a mid-month survey of 400 U.S. crop and livestock producers. According to James Minter, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, almost across the board, producers were more optimistic about the agricultural economy in October. While the level of optimism among producers is higher than earlier this year, he adds that the survey uncovered additional uncertainty related to trade agreements that are still being negotiated. For instance, 96% of producers indicated the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which awaits approval from Congress, was either important or very important. However, only 55% expected to be approved by Congress soon. As for the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China, 51% of respondents believed an imminent resolution was unlikely, but that was 8% fewer than in September and 20% fewer than when the same question was posed in August. At the same time, 75% in the October survey said they expect the final outcome will ultimately prove beneficial to U.S. agriculture. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.